Guanabana and cherimoya are two delicious tropical fruits often mistaken for one another. They are both members of the same plant family and genus, Annona, which means they are technically a related species. The similarities don't end there, though. Both trees can grow up to 30 feet, and their fruits also have striking similarities in their taste profiles. Both guanabana and cherimoya fruits are soft when ripe and are excellent sources of antioxidants. However, these two trees are actually quite different. So, what sets them apart? In this article, we will take a closer look at the distinctive features of guanabana and cherimoya to see how they measure up against each other in terms of description, taste, origin, and more. Keep reading to find out. Comparing guanabana versus cherimoya. The key differences between guanabana and cherimoya. While guanabana and cherimoya look very similar, with greenish skin and whitish flesh, there are a few significant differences between the two. Both fruits' classification, taste, origin, and uses are quite different. Here's a rundown of key differences that can help you distinguish the two. Guanabana versus cherimoya, classification. Both guanabana and cherimoya are members of the same genus, Annona, also called the custard apple genus, which includes about 119 species of flowering plants in the botanical family Annonaceae. Despite belonging to the same genus and family, guanabana and cherimoya belong to different species. Guanabana belongs to the Annona muricata species, while cherimoya belongs to Annona cherimola, an edible fruit-bearing plant species. Guanabana versus cherimoya, description. Guanabana and cherimoya trees are approximately the same height and can grow up to 30 feet long. However, you can distinguish these two species by their branches, leaves, and fruits. Cherimoya leaves are much larger than guanabana leaves. While cherimoya leaves are 2.0 to 9.8 inches long and 1.2 to 3.9 inches in width, guanabana leaves can reach 3.1 to 6.3 inches long and 1.2 to 2.8 inches in width. Still, on leaflets, guanabana leaflets are ovate, dark green, glossy, and smooth with no hairs, while cherimoya leaflets are leathery and mostly covered with rust-colored hairs on the top surface. Another noticeable difference between these two plant species is their flowers and color. Guanabana has yellowish flowers, triangular, conical, and short-stalked, ranging between 1.5 to 2 inches long. They are borne singly in clusters and may appear on the trunk, branches, or twigs. In contrast, the cherimoya tree has light green solitary flowers, emerging in groups of two or three on the stalks or the branches. Though guanabana and cherimoya fruits are somewhat heart-shaped, cherimoya is slightly smaller and more conical, while guanabana is larger and more or less oval-shaped. Regarding taste, cherimoya fruit is sweet and candy-like, with a flavor that most sources described as similar to strawberry, peaches, pawpaws, pineapple, or banana. On the other hand, the guanabana has an agreeable subacid and custard-like flavor that has been likened to a cross between a banana and a pineapple. Guanabana versus cherimoya, origin and distribution. With its origins in the West Indies, the Caribbean, and northern South America, guanabana is today abundant throughout the lowland areas in the West Indies, southern Mexico, Peru, and Argentina. Some studies suggest that guanabana is also among the first fruit trees to be carried from America across the Old World tropics before gaining importance in the markets of southeastern China, Australia, Southeast Asia, and the warm lowlands of eastern and western Africa. The tree is also common in Pacific Islands. In a similar way to guanabana, according to historians, cherimoya originates from southern Ecuador and northern Peru. Nowadays, its cultivation has spread to Chile, Brazil, the temperate regions of Costa Rica, Central America, Argentina, and Spain. Guanabana versus cherimoya, uses. Commonly known for its edible fruits, the flesh of the ripe guanabana is used in fruit salads or for making syrup, sherbet, smoothies, and ice cream flavorings. The fruit is also used in making alcoholic guanabana, also known as graviola, thanks to its tart and acidic taste. The leaves and roots of the guanabana plant are used in traditional medicine. Some people believe that guanabana can treat cancer, but no scientific evidence supports this claim. On the other side, cherimoya trees are used as ornamental trees because of their fragrant blooms. Cherimoya seeds are crushed to make insecticides, while dried flowers are used as a flavoring for snuff, especially in Jamaica. Cherimoya is used in Mexican traditional medicine. Up next, sugar apple versus cherimoya. Guanabana vs. Guava, 5 Key Differences. Cherimoya vs. Soursop, is there a difference?